Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. All right. Welcome to Violet Fog, As I Know It podcast, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. I love these guys so much. The great audio, the scenery of their lounge. It is amazing. You got to stop by if you are ever in Austin. Also stop by at MSW Lounge in general. Today's going to be a fun one. We are going to be doing basically like popcorn topics, like just topic. I once put up a story and I was like, what do you think about doing a podcast where I kind of go through my notes on my phone? And trust me, I have hundreds of notes on my phone. I live in my phone notes app, and just talking about random topics and little like tips and tricks here and there. And a ton of people were into it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. So today is the day that we're going to do it. I feel like it's the perfect podcast episode for if you're like, I just don't really know what I'm in the mood for listening to, but you kind of just love wellness chats. Like, that is going to be all for you. And I've also thought about this so much. As much as I love a deep dive, and I do deep dives all the time on a ton of different things, but I really think that what this community likes, I know what I like, is I just love tips, tricks, optimization hacks, biohacks, little things that I can take away. And just because I think a lot of people come to my page and they already maybe have a grip on wellness culture, or they have a grip on their like gut health, or they know this is going on or that is going on, and they're just looking for little ways to optimize. Like, that's the stuff that I love. I have my head in PubMed all the time. I'm always reading expert opinions because I swear I find some gold in there, like the ones that, you know, can take hours to read through. Like, maybe it's like a podcast episode that's like written out. It's like so weird. I love reading those. I'd rather read a written interview than listen to a podcast interview. At the same time, I do like both. But anyways, and I just, you know, I'm talking to people all the time about wellness stuff. So I just love tips and tricks. So that's what we're going to do. I picked out some things from my phone, and we're just going to go through all those little topics. So here's what we're going to be going through. And we're going to be going through them in this order. So that way, if you want to kind of like zoom ahead or rewind, it's going to be in this order. So we're going to be talking about a specific diet mentality, and it's done in one sentence, basically. We're going to be talking about something about cinnamon, something about foam rolling, something about your genes, or a specific gene. We're going to be talking about a hack for blood glucose levels or balancing blood sugar. We're going to be talking about something on hyaluronic acid for the skin, and we're going to be talking about trendy diets. And so some of these things I will maybe like some of them I'll talk about for maybe like 30 seconds, and other things I might be talking about for 5 minutes. So let's get right into it. Okay. I've had this note in my phone since 2016. And this is something, it's a diet mentality that I go back to all the time. And I remember I was visiting my friend Hope, one of my best friends, Hope. You've probably seen her on my story. She's this blonde, glamazon, amazing human being. So one time I was visiting her in Arizona, and I was standing in the kitchen with her and her husband, Chris. And I was like, I don't even know what we were doing, but we were talking about diets and like what works and what doesn't. And he said something so profound that just stuck with me and has stuck with me since. And he's like, if you're not thinking about it, then it's working. Basically, it's sustainable. And that to me has just stuck with me for so long, because think about it. If you are always thinking about your next move in your diet, you're always, you know, like into the weeds of like little minuscule things, or you're always just kind of having to go out of your way to make your diet work, that is not a sustainable diet. That's not an enjoyable diet. The best diet is one where you can reach homeostasis and just not really think about it. If you're if you are feeling good and you're just not thinking and you're, it's just not occupying your mind too much, your diet, it's working. I think that that's, it's just way, way, way more sustainable that way. And so I always think that all the time. If I'm like, if I have a diet where it's just occupying my mind all the time, it's not working. That's not going to be sustainable. That said, of course, there are times when I think that you need to use diet to your advantage and do specific tweaks to maybe achieve XYZ or like help out a specific symptom. But I'm just talking about your general day-to-day diet. Always remember that. If you're not thinking about it, then it's working. So, okay. Next thing, I have this note on cinnamon. So I see this all the time of people, especially online personalities, even like some experts sometimes being like, I love cinnamon to balance blood sugar. And the thing is that is cinnamon does balance blood sugar. But from what I have read in the literature, it actually takes 2 teaspoons of cinnamon to balance blood sugar. That is a shit ton of cinnamon. And again, that's why I always say the dosage matters. And yes, the dosage can vary to person to person. Listen, there's going to be someone that's like, it balances my blood sugar and I only use 1/2 teaspoon. Maybe they're really sensitive to it, whatever. But just from the data that I've seen, it takes about 2 teaspoons to really have an effect on blood sugar. That said, cinnamon is still incredible. It's warming for the blood. It's nourishing for the blood. It's an incredible food. And I am a big believer in cinnamons. In fact, you know, I would love to do a potion blend one day with cinnamon in it. But to claim that it's really helping balance blood sugar, I just think, you know, unless you're putting 2 teaspoons in, I don't think that it's really doing that. So just keep that in mind next time you hear someone say, like, try this blood sugar balancing latte. The only way that that would really be balancing your blood sugar is A, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, and still, is it really going to cancel out everything in it? Or B, it really is a balanced latte. Maybe it has some fat in it. Maybe you put some protein powder. I don't know, but somehow you made it really balanced. But just keep that in mind. Dosages matter. Okay, so foam rolling. I have, and I don't know if I like said foam rolling earlier, but it's a topic. I have this theory on foam rolling, and I've had it for so long now. And okay, so foam rolling, if you don't know what that is, it's basically this tubular thing with padding on it that you roll up and down your legs. It's really supposed to be great for sore muscles, you know, the tissue, can be great for fascia. And a lot of people, you know, talk about just how it can be really great for, again, sore muscles, wonderful for flexibility, mobility. But I have a theory that it is really great for the appearance of your legs in general. Now, there has been people who claim that like it can maybe help break up, you know, some fascia and therefore help cellulite. But they say there's no like data behind that. But I really think that people who foam roll all the time, their legs just look better. So quick backstory, like my legs, that's probably the thing that I'm most insecure about in my body. And it's so funny because one day I'll like love my legs and the next day I won't. But like, you know, I'm like a little bit curvy. Like I have some cellulite. I have some veins that show that I'm super insecure about. Like I've always just been a little bit insecure about my legs. And like therefore I've always just kind of been researching wellness things to just help me like my legs more and just and help my legs feel better. I also have circulation issues. So sometimes my limbs can feel heavier. So I'm just always doing things to counteract that. And I've just always had this theory that those who foam roll, the appearance of your legs start to look better. For me, I notice a whole lot less cellulite and I feel like the shapes of my legs just looks like smoother and just nice. And here's the thing, it brings about circulation to the surface. When you're applying that kind of pressure, circulation and just bringing blood to the surface, it is so good for transporting nutrients, for healing tissue. It's great for the texture of your skin. There's so much about foam rolling that's really wonderful for those things. And therefore, you know, that's going to make your legs look better. Whenever I am foam rolling all the time, my legs look so much better, point blank. And I know a handful of girls where they foam roll all the time and I swear they have the best legs. Now listen, they might have like, and it's either they just have great legs genetically and maybe the foam rolling doesn't like do much, or maybe their legs wouldn't look as nice if they didn't foam roll as much, you know? So like, you know, who knows? But I think that my theory is pretty dang strong. And I just think it's worth trying. And I don't mind saying try foam rolling even just for appearance reasons, because if that's what gets you to do it, awesome. I hope what you would stay for is the circulation, the fact that it is so good for muscles, so good for fascia. I just think foam rolling is so good for you in general. If you can get a vibrating foam roller, those are incredible. If you ever want to talk about foam rolling more, let's do it. But that is my theory on foam rolling. I feel like not only is it good for your legs, but it makes your legs look better if you do it consistently, meaning multiple times a week, if not every day. Okay. So let's talk about something called the COMT gene. Now, I first read about this in Dr. Ben Lynch's book, Dirty Genes, which I believe is one of the most important, coolest health books that's out there. I really like Dr. Ben Lynch. I think that he's a very intelligent person, and I love his work on genes and epigenetics. So the COMT gene, so I remember reading about this, and it was like one of those things, it just like grabbed onto me and I was so obsessed for weeks. I just kept on researching. I thought it was so fascinating. So I'm going to boil this down big time, like just into like true girl talk. So of course there's like a way bigger medical definition of this and COMT gene is vast beyond what I'm saying, but just boiling it down to girl talk, I look at the COMT gene is how the body processes and hangs on to serotonin and dopamine. And so if you hang on to serotonin and dopamine longer, then you're usually someone who's like, it's very easy to get shit done. You're go, go, go. You kind of burn at both ends. You know, you're always going. Oftentimes type A. And like I said, you have no problem starting a project, no problem like getting things done. And not to say that you won't have like bumps along the way, but you get what I'm saying. And the thing is like, that sounds great, but there's also a downside to that, because those people often have a very hard time slowing down. They have a very hard time stopping. They have a very hard time resting. And I am a big believer that if we want to get ahead in this world, in this day and age, you actually get ahead by making sure that you have periods of slowing down. I just think it's that important. The body needs to heal. The body needs to rest. You need moments of parasympathetic mode, you know, throughout your day. And people, you know, who are this way, like they have a harder time accessing that because they're always just go, go, go. There's also some good things to that, right? Because these people are getting a lot of shit done. So those people would have what is called a slow COMT gene. So you slowly dump out serotonin and dopamine. On the flip side is if you have a fast COMT gene, you are dumping out serotonin and dopamine quicker. And you usually have like high highs, low lows. These are typically the people who are more laid back, go with the flow, easygoing, which is awesome because typically those people get along with a lot of people. There's a lot of great things about that. A downside is they might have a really hard time starting a project. They have a hard time revving up the engine. They have a tougher time getting things done. They oftentimes think that they are lazy. I'm sure that they're not. You know, of course, like maybe they are, right? But they're truly, I really believe that a lot of people don't understand that their genes can actually make them be someone who's just a little bit more laid back, you know? And so that person would have a fast COMT gene. Myself, I have a neutral COMT gene, which I'm pretty thankful for. I think it's like the best of both worlds. For the longest time, I thought I had a fast COMT gene. And this is also just where nuances come into play and where wellness is just so, it's just so intricate. And that's why I always believe get as many like tests done as you can. Stool tests, epigenetic tests, blood tests. Like I always be testing, man. Always. Because I just, you know, data about your body can tell you so much stuff. But I just think you don't have to get a test done necessarily to know where you fall with the COMT gene. Why I thought I had a fast one for a while is I think I was just low level depressed for a little bit because I still had gut issues. And so that's again where I say it's like intricate. But where do you think you fall with the COMT gene? Do you think you have a fast one, a slow one, a neutral one? It's interesting to note because from what I told you, those descriptions, I bet you can kind of deduce where you're at. And knowing that, anytime you can get just a key to your body, another key to your roadmap is just something that you can always use to your advantage. And I just think that when we start to understand ourselves from an epigenetic level, we have more grace for why the way that we are. And we like love ourselves even more just because we understand ourselves. I want to give a tip to people who are listening right now and they're like, oh my gosh, I have a fast UMT gene. I have high highs, low lows. I have a hard time getting motivated. Maybe I like feel like I don't have enough serotonin. I'm not happy enough. This is where I want you to try Bliss by MSW Nutrition. They have been a sponsor for many different episodes. And there are so many times that I'm like, I really want to talk about Bliss because I just feel like it fits in so many different scenarios. Bliss is this powder. So let's say you got it. You would get this box with these packets in it and you'd rip it open and you put it under your tongue. It dissolves and it's like a little bit sour. And the thing is it is amazing because it is SAMe plus TMG. It really does help with serotonin, dopamine. I think of it as a serotonin and dopamine booster. Anytime I take Bliss, it's usually when I'm like not feeling motivated. Maybe I'm kind of in a bad mood. And again, I've said this so many times, do the mental work, but I'm also not against a biohack whatsoever. I think I love a biohack to make my day go smoother, better, whatever I'm trying to achieve. Bliss, it kind of like lights a little fire under my ass or just like makes me happier. I just think if you have a fast UMT gene, it could work so well for you. Another reason to try Bliss, even if you're, you know, you don't even know where you're at with your CMT, fast, slow, whatever, it's also amazing for the methylation cycle. So if you have an MTHFR gene mutation, amazing for the liver, you better believe. And I said this in my alcohol hacks, my hangover hacks, I love taking Bliss if I have a drink. I'm not a very big drinker, but if I do, I take it. It's so good for the brain, so good for the liver. Anything that detoxes the brain, detoxes the liver, and vice versa. Bliss is incredible. Whether you take it every day or you just have it on hand when you're like, you know, I could use a little rev up, it is so great. So try Bliss by MSW Nutrition. Use my code VioletFog. And if you try it, DM me and let me know what you think because I love talking to people who have tried Bliss. I've had so many DMs about it. Okay, so that is the COMT gene. I just think it's very fascinating. Now, let's talk about something on blood glucose levels or balancing blood sugar. This is just a note that's been on my phone. It's like a little hack that I have to help balance blood sugar. So for the longest time, I would kind of gloss over anything on balancing blood sugar because I just thought it just sounds like a very sterile medical term or phrase. And I always was just like, this is for people who are seniors or diabetic, and I'm just like not into it. I would just gloss over it. It's just not like a sexy topic to me. But the more that I've learned about it, the more I'm like, whoa, this shiz is so fascinating. And now that I'm like very into balancing blood sugar, and I have been for like a while, I'm like, it's so important. You know, healthy fats, healthy proteins at every meal along with healthy carbs, it does wonders for you. Maybe we can even have a whole podcast session on this, but it is important. Just know that it is so important. Start thinking about it. Okay. But if you're already thinking about it, this is just, or if you're not, this is just one tip. So let's say I have a meal where it was definitely not balanced. Like it was very carb heavy and I am, you know, I'm not anti-carbs. I eat carbs every single day. Love carbs. Don't want to live without carbs. But let's say I have a meal that's like very heavy on the carbs and I did not really have any, and it was like a naked carb. Like I didn't have any protein or fat with it or like very, very little, I can anticipate that my blood sugar levels would be spiked. And so one hack to do is I will go walking right after. Or if I can't go walking, let's say it's like laid out or something, I'll do like 100 sit-ups and like 20 to 30 push-ups or maybe some jumping jacks, movement right after. It is the best hack. It is so good for blood sugar levels. I remember first hearing about this from Ben Greenfield, who's obviously ultimate biohacker. And I remember like reading that and then doing some like research and incorporating it into my own life. And it's just been a hack that I've used ever since. Anytime Dan and I have a meal, we're just like too full, because too full can also, even if it was a balanced meal, can also impact your blood sugar levels. Or if, again, it was just super carb heavy, we will go for a walk right after and you feel so much better. And I even thought about that when I first read that hack. It made so much sense to me because even just like basic biology or just how the human is innately made, like have you ever eaten something where you're like, wow, I ate way too much, or I just like, you're just not feeling super great after, and one of the things that you want to do is maybe go for a walk after? Like, why do you just naturally want to do that? Maybe not everyone does, but I do. And I realize I naturally want to do that because what it does is it helps balance my blood sugar levels after. So use that tip, you know, after a meal like that, if it's not super balanced, try to go for a walk after. Okay. We're almost done here. Quick thing on hyaluronic acid for the skin. So hyaluronic acid, it's incredible. You know, it can be really great for plumping the skin, a really great hydrator. But I think a lot of people are using it differently, or they just think it's all like one size fits all. Some people are like, oh, hyaluronic acid isn't working for me. It's actually making my skin irritated or like red. And here's what I think. There's such thing as too much hyaluronic acid. And what we don't realize is that, because a lot of people will get a hyaluronic acid serum, but what we don't realize is hyaluronic acid can actually be in a lot of different skincare products. Like, it's in a lot of different cleansers. Sometimes it's in oils. And you don't want too much. So I really do think that some people are not realizing that they have multiple products with hyaluronic acid, therefore they're using too much, or the molecular weight that they're using is not right. So there is different molecular weights of hyaluronic acid. Skin experts all have different opinions on this. There are some that are like, go for a low molecular weight, some that like a higher one. I think a lot of them like one that is a balance. I personally like one with a low, medium, and high one, and try that out and see like what you think. You know, like, I think getting a weight that works really well for your skin, the point is not all hyaluronic acids are the same, and I think that that's important to know. And so, and just the amount that you use, you don't have to douse it. A little bit goes a long, long, long way. And so this is just a tip for those who have tried it. It doesn't work for them. Maybe try a different hyaluronic acid, and also look at your other products. Do your products have a ton of hyaluronic acid in it? You might be overdoing it, or it just might not work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, just throw in the towel and try something new. Okay. Last thing that I want to talk about is just, I have a whole note on this about abandoning trendy diet mentality. I'm literally going to spend just like a minute on this, but I really think, I can't tell you how many DMs I get of girls being like, should I try paleo? Should I try keto? Should I try, you know, vegan, whatever? And I really don't, I understand why guidelines are there. And again, using diet strategically to achieve like specific things, especially health issues. But I think like day to day, I really think your diet needs to be framed not around a specific diet that you read. I really think it needs to be framed around your health issues and what you're trying to accomplish and where you're coming at, your bio-individuality. I really think that. And you need to look at your genetics. I think that is the number one thing when determining what is going to work for you for diet. Don't listen to something that worked for someone else. Their body is entirely different than yours. I just think if you're like, let's say you're looking for a nutritionist right now and they're like, I specialize in paleo. Maybe like, I think paleo is a good one, right? But I just think like, that's fine. But be like, are we also going to be talking about all my bio-individual needs? Because maybe red meat doesn't work for you. Maybe eggs don't work for you. Maybe it does work for you. I just think you need to always go at diet with your health issues in mind, and do some research. What are people doing for those very specific health issues? And then pick what your diet is going to be or what you're going to try out. Don't just go on something because it's trendy. It just, like, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work for you. So let's end on that. I hope these were some good tips. I hope you liked them. You got to tell me which ones were your favorite. Share with your friends if you can. I appreciate the support so much. And if you could rate and review on Apple, it would mean the world to me. We're friends here. You're my buddy. I really would appreciate that support so much. Have a great week. I'll see you next time.